Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power, but you know what? Today it's going to be all about body power. That's right. We're going to be talking about how you can be fit and fabulous in 15 minutes. One of my favorite guests, Teresa Tapp, is with me. Her schedule has just been incredibly awesome, and we have so much to share with you today. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donna. It's a pleasure.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am so excited about having you on the air because, one, I was at the retreat in October. Two, I just did a class with Kayla, who's one of your trainers. She was here in the local area just this past Saturday. And three, I have had so many people that have had questions of me, and I said, gee, I'm going to ask Teresa when she's on the air. Now, for those of you that have not heard Teresa before on the show, this is a woman that has come up with this awesome formula of how you can keep yourself fit and fabulous, get fit and fabulous in 15 minutes. But there is so much that's going on. And when I was at this retreat, Teresa, I was just in awe of all of these women, all sizes, shapes, and my goodness, it came from all over the country. And what they accomplished there was just amazing. It's just demonstration of what you have done. How many women overall were there? About 100?
There was about 125. And you're right, they were from Germany, Russia, Canada, all over the United States. And it was just incredible how the natural networking of women coast to coast and international, but the empowerment of women when we all come into one place. Wasn't it great?
Oh, the wonderful thing that I have found about your retreat is the openness and the enthusiasm. The women that are attending this marvelous event, they bring with them, but also the sharing. If you're feeling discouraged, if you have just battled the bulge for as long as you can remember and you just think it's hopeless, and you hate the dieting, and you just go, I don't know, I guess I'm going to try this. I've tried everything else. Doesn't, well, maybe, you know, sort of like the attitude I had when I started.
And nothing to lose, right?
I have nothing to lose. And then to watch the joy that they experience and the new friendships that they make. But your clinics, your retreats that you put on are so much involved in so many areas. You go into nutrition. You are, and your staff, it's just wonderful. They're willing to help someone if they've got physical problems of any kind, like with their knees or their back. Something like this, you say, okay, let me show you how you can do it so that you can work your body, so that you can work those muscles and develop the neurokinetic flow, and you could do this. And when you watch this happen with people, and you watch this, as I said, joy. They come away with so much, and then they look forward to being able to share their stories, just like on your website, ttap.com. The stories that you have, you put out a 60-day challenge, and tell us about Elizabeth and Nancy, because these two women, or it's Niecy, it's not Nancy, it's Niecy.
Niecy, correct.
These two women are
every
incredible.
Every year, it just seems to be... It never ceases to blow my mind. I mean, I've been doing this for over 30 years, but it's still amazing to me how much the body can change when you understand how to move it right. And let's just, for example, this year's 60-day challenge winners, which means they got to have their event paid for free. The coming to the retreat was free for 4 days, 3 nights. Their hotel room was for free. The airfare was for free. So they basically, in sharing their before and after and success story, entitled them to a free stay, and then they shared their story with everyone, of which you got to interview with them.
Yes.
But those of you listening, it's like, it's one thing that you find and discover an exercise program to help you fit into those pair of jeans or that dress to the wedding or whatever special event. I mean, we all have had some point in our life where we just wanted to look better.
Mm-hmm.
But what was incredible about this year's contest winners is that this workout that I created, this core workout about body alignment and wellness, which floats my boat. Yes, it will deliver the results on the outside, but it literally rebuilds the body from the inside out. And so this year's overall contest grand prize winners were proof in the pudding, as my daddy would say, as just how powerful body alignment and understanding how to create internal muscle movement, comprehensive compound muscle movement. It's different than just doing exercise to burn calories and burn fat. So Elizabeth's before pictures, you met her. She had lordosis, sarcoidosis. She had scoliosis. She had so many back issues. She was humped over. She was crooked. One hip, one leg was shorter than the other. There was no way she could stand up straight. And in 60 days of doing just the basic T-TAP program, not even the T-TAP more, just doing the T-TAP total workout to her best ability enabled her to stand straight, straighten her spine. Physical therapists and physicians she's worked for years could not believe how much straighter her spine was. And when you stand up straight, you automatically look 5 pounds thinner.
Mm-hmm.
She lost inches. She lost fat. She felt fantastic. She felt like her energy, she said, transcended far beyond that her memories could remember, because she's been affiliated with this back issue where when she lays on the ground to do a sit-up, her shoulders don't touch the ground because she's so curled over, she can't get her shoulders back. She can now. And so she lost a couple of clothing sizes, but more important was being able to stand up straight and have a straighter spine. Now, the other lady, Nisi, who has a lot of the autoimmune health issues, so anxiety, can't sleep at night, chronic fatigue, Epstein-Barr, lots of inflammation. And here's this woman who, and she's from the Midwest, in the privacy of her home and working with other T-Tappers on the Internet, because we have like a buddy system at TCAT.com on the forums, working with other buddies. She was able to transform her body, just almost too good to be true. You look at the pictures, she only modified her diet to eat clean for 2 days and then cheat every third day, eat what she wanted. But she moved her muscles, and she moved them the T-TAP way in a special sequence that only took 15 minutes three times a week, and once or twice a week she would do a 45-minute version. And it was, she lost 4 clothing sizes. Who loses 4 clothing sizes in 60 days?
That is incredible.
Incredible. And you know, when you hear that, that's not clothing sizes by diet. It's clothing sizes by inches. It's not clothing sizes by what it says on the scale. It's clothing sizes by inches. And you know me, Donna, I've been in the fashion industry with the top girls of the world for years, and I'm the first to tell anyone that when a model comes for a job to try to get on the cover of Vogue or to do an editorial in French Elle, they don't put them on a scale. They measure them, because measurements tell you what size and if the clothes will fit, not what the number on the scale says. So Nisi had achieved this incredible inch loss because she developed muscles that act like spandex, like girdles, that can cinch in the inches so quick. Now, that didn't mean she lost the fat immediately. No. It's kind of like the same way when my man sees a pretty girl walk by and he can suck in that belly 6 inches and immediately go down a couple jean sizes. That didn't change his body fat content. As soon as he starts to breathe, it might relax a little. But when you're working T-TAP in those first 30 days, those first 45 days, it's predominantly inch loss that you see rather than the scale. But then we all know, muscles burn fat for fuel. And the stronger the muscle, the more fuel it needs to maintain that density, and you start to see the scale drop. So in 60 days, it was like her whole body did a and cinched in all those inches on her arms, on her bust, on her waist, on her tummy, on her hips, thighs, and bum. Everywhere she was tighter, more toned, without loose skin. And I've seen her recently. She just came back from a retreat in California and lost another clothing size. It's incredible what the human body can do.
Oh, my goodness.
Just have to know how to move it right. And in TTAP, it's not just follow me along. I teach you the how and why of every move so you're empowered for life. The price of one DVD, but empowered for life with a lifeline that you can call toll-free anytime you want for assistance.
Well, one of the things, Teresa, that I have enjoyed about your system is that I have this small CD player, DVD player. And I take it with me when I travel, and I know that this year, because of having that with me, I was able to continue my workout, and because there's no tools, there's nothing extra, it's just you, yourself, and your body, and of course your DVD, and you can work out as long as you want because you've got the 15-minute workout, you also have more intense workouts, which will be 45 to 50-minute workouts, but it's up to the individual as to what they want to do, and it's, again, it's totally portable, which is great, and that's one of the things in your last newsletter you put out. You now have a travel CD that you have developed. You also, at the retreat, mentioned a senior citizen DVD, which when I heard that, I really got excited because I've had so many women that have come up to me that haven't seen me in a while, and they go, wow, you look so good. What have you been doing? Have you been on a diet? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, I haven't been on a diet, but I'll tell you what I've been doing. So I talk about it, and they go, wow. Well, the younger women get excited on one level, but the women that are over 60 often say, oh, my goodness, I have osteoporosis, I just can't bend like I used to be able to bend. And I said, I got news for you. You do this, and you're going to have all of this stamina, for heaven's sakes. Just try it. You only have to do the 15-minute workout. Check it out. Check out your site. And tell us about this senior citizen DVD that you've got.
Well, it's not finished yet. It's in production. I had created a program called TTAP More for those who have more weight to lose or more birthday candles on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
And my budget kind of limited me to come out with one program. And I had people of size behind me, meaning they weighed over 250. And I just thought the same DVD would work for the seniors with more birthday candles on the cake as well as those of size. Well, I found out, because I live in Florida, and we have lots of assisted living and senior facilities where you have to be over 60 or 65 to live. And I did some private screenings where they didn't know I was in the back of the room. And I realized that our grandmother's generation and the seniors over 65 don't have the obesity issues of those of us who are in our 40s and 50s. So for them to see an exercise DVD with people of size, they just visually did not relate, and I knew that I would at some point in time just create a special senior fit DVD. And that's what we're filming. We've been working on it now for about 5 weeks. And Barry, who's in the 15-minute workout, and she's also in the total workout DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
Barry's our spittin' redhead who was 76 years young when she did those DVDs with me, and she's now 82.
Mm-hmm.
And so you met her. So
yes,
you know this is a very fit senior,
mm-hmm.
short torso, long leg, can tell us stories from way, and probably outkick and punch any 20-year-old or 25-year-old. I've seen it because she's determined to maintain her bone density because she's had osteoporosis for over 25, 30 years. And since she started TTAP, initially she gained in her bone density, blew all of the doctors away, and she just got her bone density exam this past week where it showed she's had absolutely no bone loss. Okay?
Wow.
So to age from 76 to 82 and not have any bone loss, her osteopenia has stayed the same, and the certain vertebrae, which were osteoporosis, where they always keep track of it, have not deteriorated anymore. That's because she's moving the muscle to tug on the bone to maintain its health. So she's helping me. Together we're going to do this Senior Fit, and the Senior Fit workout is just little tweaks on better brain-to-body communication, where I am not allowing the person who's doing this in the privacy of their home, I never allow their body to take path of least resistance. In the regular 15-minute workout called Basic Plus, and in the 45-minute workout called Total Workout, I know when people are going to let their shoulders come forward or let their butt release or lose their tuck or lose their knees because the body goes for path of least resistance. But when you're young and healthy and pliable, that's okay. But when I know that my new audience are going to be in the privacy of their home and they might have a little bit more shoulder issues, a little bit more knee issues, lower back issues, you know what age brings on where the posture's been compromised. So I can't take a chance where somebody can hurt themselves, and I want to improve, strengthen, and increase flexibility. So we've been working together. Little things as much as what you're doing with your thumb will change how much more you'll burn calories. What you're doing with your knee will increase how much flatter your tummy can get. Who would think the knee's connected to the tummy? Who would think your thumb is connected how much calories you would burn? But in the TTAP Senior Fit, and I'm expecting it to come out in April or May of 2010, it's going to have four different 15-minute workouts. Sit-down one, a standing one, the Basic Plus, as well as one with a broom, and one walking in place. So it will be a complete Senior Fit program so that everybody can fit fitness in to their day, as well as have an optional 15-minute workout of their choice.
Well, I just think that that is absolutely marvelous. And again, I know, you know, the age range with the people that were at the retreat, it's, you had young girls there with their families.
Oh, yes, our teenagers.
Yes, and they were there right in there and working out just right along with the adults. And I think what was absolutely so amazing is your one exercise that is so phenomenal, Hoedown, that is a TTAP original. That is so great. I've shared it with a number of people that are diabetic, and I suggest if you do nothing else but just do this, understand your sugar levels can really be very well balanced. And I tell them again to go to your website, TTAP.com. I said, just don't take my word for it. Go in there and read the information that's there. And I just was amazed because you started that. I know I was in the room, and I was doing it. And these women, you had 20, how many women did you have that ended up doing 50 reps?
55 repetitions. 55. Now, those listening for the first time, a hoedown is a little less than two-minute move where you repetitively lift your knee and touch the floor to the front and to the side. So visually, it doesn't look much more, it doesn't look like you're doing much more than lift, touch, keep it lift and touching. Okay. Meanwhile, your heart rate's up, your back muscles are activated, your tailbone's tucked under, your knees are bent, pushed out. There's so much left, right, brain, mind, body movement going on that it promotes better brain health, better lymphatic system, lower the blood sugar, balance the muscles and strength and flexibility, but boy, your heart rate goes up. So, we did a hoedown showdown. Everybody would keep going until they got too tired, and then they would drop out, and whoever was at the end would get the special prizes. Well, holy cow, we had 21 women that at 55 reps, we'd run out of time. We had to get ready to go eat lunch, and there'd be another workout after that, and the sweat was literally dripping off me on stage. I never in my mind would have thought that they were ready to do another 10, I think, but we all stopped at 55. So on the website at TTAP.com, you can see everybody with their TAPCore Hoedown Showdown shirts and the pride from smiling ear to ear that we did it. Yes, we can. We did it. And this little move, you know, if you did nothing else but this little two-minute move once or twice a day, by the end of a month, within 30 days, you lose a pant size. A two-minute move done once or twice a day literally helps you control blood sugar and not have the fear of neuropathy on your feet. Isn't that amazing? It's the human body that's amazing.
I really know
from studying the lymphatic system and sequential activation how to help your body help itself decrease inflammation, increase bone density without weights, all without impact, and never more than eight repetitions and only one set. And you never add weights and you never increase the reps, because the stronger you get, the more you get out of it, the less you have to do to maintain. It's totally opposite of anything else in the fitness industry. And I really didn't promote TTAP in the fitness industry. It's been promoted in the medical community, in the wellness industry, in the cancer institutions, in the chronic fatigue. But the cool thing is, it's now available for everyone in the privacy of their home.
Teresa, one of the questions that was brought up in the class that I attended this last Saturday with Kayla,
mm-hmm.
We all are different body types. And I was joking. I said, well, I'm sort of a combo body type. I'm this little short wapaho that just is pretty compact and tight there, you know. And I said, this is really frustrating for me, because I'm so pleased with what I've accomplished, but I really want to go about reducing one dress size. I'd love to do that by Christmas. Now, different body types respond differently. Could you go into that a little bit? Because I know another one of the women said, oh my goodness, I've got this kind of a body type, and it just, I've been doing TTAP like for 6 years, and just know this is what my challenge is here. So it was great because we were chatting. But I thought I'd bring that question up to you, because I know everybody's body type is unique. Why is it tougher for certain body types to, let's say, get a real fast result than other type of body types?
Okay, what you're talking is a real fast visual difference. Because I created this workout, TTAP, the 15-minute workout, or the total workout, which are both in the book, Fit and Fabulous at 15 Minutes. You get the whole, both programs. They're Chapter 4 and Chapter 5. To work regardless of fitness level and regardless of body type. But let me break it down. And usually those who whine are combo body types.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When I first started promoting the workout, I had just retired from the fashion industry in Europe. And so coming to America, I was like, I guarantee an inch off the waist or hips within 1 week with T-Town. Okay, now, let's break it down by body type. There's three different body types, because we've all heard about apples and pears and rulers, and but it's a little bit more structural. So once people understand their basic framework, they can have a realistic ability to achieve their goal and know how to target trim their areas of concern that are specific for their body type. So let's start with what's known as an apple, I call a short torso, long leg. And by a short torso, the rib to hip distance is 1 inch or less, maybe an inch and a half. And we're talking the last rib to the top of the hip. So those body types are known to have a thicker waistline because there's not much distance between the rib to hip. So how can the muscle cinch in versus the opposing body type, the long torso, short leg, has a very long distance between the last rib to the top of the hip, up to 8 inches. I happen to be a long torso. That is why I have a small waist, because there's so much more room for my internal organs to shift about that my obliques can totally trim in without any use of Spanx, you know, these body liners.
Right.
Okay, back to the short torso. But a short torso has other attributes that are very positive. Now, as far as when I say short torso, long leg, the long leg is the overall length of leg compared to the torso side. And then it zones in on the distance from the knee to the ankle versus the knee to the hip ball joint. So a long leg versus short torso means that the knee to ankle is the same distance or slightly longer as the knee to hip bone. So the legs forever look slim. They might have a little bit thicker of a waistline, but they'll never see outside saddlebags or thick thighs. And they usually have slender ankles and a flatter rear end. The buttocks is usually high because, remember, the distance of the rib to the hip, so it'll be a little bit more high, wide, and flat. Now go back over to the long torso and short leg. So the short leg, overall leg length, but it is extremely short from knee to ankle versus knee to hip. The knee to ankle is considerably shorter than knee to hip. Mine is about 2 inches shorter. So I learned at a young age to wear at least a 2-inch heel to make my ankle to knee look longer and balanced with my thighs, which would make me look taller and more slender. Mm-hmm. I don't look as good with flat shoes or capri pants, whereas a short torso long leg looks fabulous with capris mm-hmm. and great with mini skirts. Okay, so the long torso short leg can have a flat tummy very easily, whereas the short torso doesn't have much room, so the belly, if you don't keep that butt tail, the tailbone tucked under, the belly is going to have a little bulge if you don't keep those muscles strong because there's not as much room for the organs to go about. Okay, now the legs on a long torso short leg tend to gather fat accumulation on the outside of the thigh, which is known as a saddlebag, whereas the longer leg short torso individual will tend to put a little bit more fat on the inner thigh, but never on the outside of the thigh, and they tend to have more knee issues. Their longer knee to ankle bone, they tend to go more knock-kneed or more duck-footed, which that indentation at the knee can end up with a fat accumulation on the inside of the knee. Okay, so back to the short torso. You usually have a rounder buttocks, a fuller butt cheek, and that knee to ankle being very short allows their knee to roll in, which allows the hip joint to roll in, which allows fat accumulation. Now, there's one other body type that has all the variances. So I just gave the two extremes that I guarantee within 1 week an inch off the waist or hips, which means the long torso is going to lose an inch off the waist real quick, and the short torso is going to lose an inch off the hips real quick. Because mm-hmm. in average measurements, the short torso usually has a fuller bosom and slender hips with a thicker waistline, whereas a long torso has an inch bigger on the hips versus the bosom and a very slender waist. Then there's the in-between. Boy, this is getting to be a technical book here, but it really helps people
it
to
does.
Understand because the one where sometimes people go, oh, I'm a slow loser, you know, my body type's a combo. Okay, now a combo body is actually the most perfect proportionate body type of all. When you hear 36, 26, 36 for the women, that's a combo where you're equally balanced between the bust line and the hips with a feminine, like an indentation of a waist. You don't have a thick waist. So the length of the leg is where you say variances because you can be a combo borderline short or a combo borderline long. And it's all about the length of the knee to ankle versus knee to hip, which we already talked about. But when a combo gains weight, they tend to gain it equally all over.
Mm-hmm.
So they gain it equally all over, and when they start to lose, they lose it slowly all over. So it's not like they lose a whole lot real quick on that saddlebag because that's their area of concern. No, their thighs generally gain weight equally on the outside of the thigh as well as the inside of the thigh and underneath the butt cheek. So they don't have a flat butt cheek. They have a slightly rounded one, but they tend to put fat all the way around the upper thigh, which sounds like dismay. But in all truth, it's like you can carry a weight gain and disguise it so much easier. So at the same time, while you're losing weight and losing inches, people don't automatically see it. So you mm-hmm. won't see the clothing size drop real quick, but you lose it balanced and all equal, and they tend to not get the stretch marks, and they tend to have their skin tighten and tone quicker. Okay, so when my combo body types start to whine to me, whoa, 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 is me, I go, wait a minute. Like, you're the body type that in the modeling industry they want perfect because all clothes look great.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just understand your knee to ankle versus knee to hip. And so then they kind of go, okay, you know what I mean? So the workout is designed to work for all body types, but people just need to understand how to spot, target, trim. Because when people say you can't spot reduce, I go, yes, you can. You can spot reduce inches, which will eventually have the fat reduce, but the muscles pulling in make the clothes look better, kind of like putting on a girdle from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
And so eventually that newfound muscle density will burn off the fat. So, for example, the short torso, they tend to let their lower back release And in TTAP, I'm always saying, tuck your tail under. Tuck your butt under, tail under. And a lot of that helps a person get and achieve a flat stomach. But short torsos, since they don't have that much room, like to let the butt out and tilt their upper body forward. Think like a gymnast so that they're releasing, or think like a pregnant lady. They're releasing the lower back to give their abdominal area more room. Well, when you release the lower back, the one body type that gets muffin top real quick is the short torso. Because as soon as you let your butt arch out, you inactivate the lower back, and that's where you're going to store fat. Dun-da-da-da. Muffin top. Same thing with combination. Combo body with a borderline long leg does the same thing. They release that lower back. So if everybody out here listening would just tuck till they feel their tummy tighten throughout the day, they can get rid of muffin top just by activating those muscles. At the same time, it's like when anybody stands on their leg. You know how we women usually stand on one leg?
Mm-hmm.
And we put all of our weight into it. If everyone would just soften that knee just enough that they feel the muscles activate, instead of locking the knee, they'll get rid of lower back pain and melt the saddlebags away. Because when you bend the knee, softly bend it so nobody sees you doing it, now you've activated all your thigh muscles from your knee to hip, which burns fat for fuel, so you don't store fat on the outside or inside of your thigh. It's those secrets that you learn within the workout of TTAP. So you get a 15-minute workout, a 45-minute workout, and oh my goodness, little ways to sneak fitness in all day so that you can spot target trim inches away.
Absolutely. Teresa, I know we're just about out of time here, but I do want to call to my listeners' attention that you have some products. You have a skin tightening system with dealing with alfalfa, which is just incredible. You also have the PG carb control fat burning spray, the pyruvoglycine. Is that how I pronounce it?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And there is so much good information on your website that I really strongly encourage you to go in and check it out. And if nothing else, go in and interact with the women that are doing this. They come from all walks of life, all economic levels, and I'll tell you, you won't find a better group. And like Teresa said earlier, she has her team. You have a toll-free number that you can call in and you say, I have this physical problem, I have this, I really want to look better. By the holidays, they're coming up just in such a flash, and I've got news for you. You don't have to gain a pound during the holidays. You don't, and can do things. And all you have to do, her book, Fit and Fabulous, in 15 minutes, you can get that, add that to your library. But I'm not kidding, folks, because I am a walking, talking demonstration of it, and I'm still working towards my goals and objectives. Teresa, this has just been wonderful. Oh, we can't forget, you have this wonderful event on November 30th. Oh, we've got to tell people about this. For those of you in Canada, or if you're close to Toronto, if you can, go to this wonderful event on November 30th, The Power of Women. It's taking place in Toronto on Monday, November the 30th, and it's going to be at the Metro Toronto Convention Center from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Teresa's going to be staying over and giving three clinics on December the 1st. Teresa, this is exciting.
Oh, it's going to be a wonderful event because there's so many great women that are speaking on stage besides me, like Campbell Brown. She's the CNN anchor and former co-host for NBC's Today Weekend Edition. And Tina Brown, who I met because she's the former editor of Vanity Fair and The New Yorker. So I'm, like, psyched to see women empowering each other with Yes, We Can. It's all about education and motivation, and no one leaves there without a boost of motivation as well as education. And then the three clinics on the next day, anybody who attends the Power of Women event, they're all half off. And I'm there all day just to help whoever wants to. And I love Canada. Toronto's a great city. And I invite all of you. Just send me an email. I'll give you the rest of the details. And as far as the PG spray, because I never really talk about it much.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed, if people would just use that through the holidays, it literally stimulates your muscles to burn glucose, sugar, blood sugar, and boosts your body's ability to burn fat even without exercise. So when it comes to carb craving season, which raises your blood sugar, just spray your pyruvoglycine every day at 10 a.m. and at 2 p.m., and if you start to get a strong carb craving and you're trying to be good that day because there's a big party later on that night, you just spray like 2 to 4 sprays, and it takes the craving away. So that's why it's a little secret and boost your endurance during a workout. But we're talking about leading endocrinologists saying that this is a way to boost your body's ability, your metabolism, without raising your heart rate, without stimulating your nervous system. So you can spray and go to bed. It's safe for everyone. It's a natural amino acid. So they can read about it more at TTAP.com, but this is the time of year I use it.
Well, this is cool. I'm getting some myself. I'm going to be using it myself. Teresa, this has been just a joy. And I look forward to the next time we have a chance to be on the air together. Go to TTAP.com and do yourself a favor. Invest in you. You are the most valuable commodity in your life. Good health. You're going to be the wealthiest person on this planet. Go for it. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Thank you so much, Teresa. We'll be back.
And thank you.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Telephone lines are now open. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here is the toll-free telephone number to call in to 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. If you're a first-time listener and you wonder what it is that's going to happen when you call in, well, I'm a psychic and I'm delighted to light up your life with intuitive insight. All I need from you is your first name or your initial, and of course I love to know where you're calling from, and then you can just relax, let me tell you what I perceive, and if you have a special question, you're more than welcome to present that question to me. Again, 888-815-9756, and don't forget, in Western Washington, if you have the opportunity to come into downtown Tacoma on November the 21st, I'm going to be doing a special appearance as part of a fundraiser for the Dickens Festival for a particular charity that they are sponsoring. This is a wonderful event. This is their 5th annual event, and it just keeps getting better and better and better. This is totally family-oriented. I'll be doing many consultations at the King's Bookstore. I'll be there from 11 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. And then there's just so much else going on, and part of the proceeds from doing the little mini sessions that I'll be doing will be going towards that special charity that the group that put this wonderful festival together has decided to sponsor this year. So again, November 21st, go to DickensFestival.net and you'll find out all of the wonderful details. And of course, all of us working at the Dickens Festival will be in costume. I just love it. I just think it's so much fun to do that. Give me a call if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. I received an email And I thought that I really debated about doing it because I typically don't get into politics or anything like this. But this one had an especial feeling for me when I read it, primarily because this is about something a Russian immigrant has written regarding the United States. And having been in Russia, I was there in 1992 on a very, very special trip. I did broadcasts and interviews, and it has been something that for all of my life, it will carry a very, very special, special impression for me. We had the joy of getting to know a number of very, very fine Russian people. We also saw the ravages of what the communist environment, the Stalinistic purges and thinking did. And we heard it directly from the Russians themselves. So when this was sent to me, I said, should I? Yes, I will. I'll share it. And now this was done by Svetlana Kunin. And she said, in the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, I was taught to believe individual pursuits are selfish and sacrificing for the collective good is noble. In kindergarten, we sang songs about Lenin, the leader of the socialist revolution. In school, we learned about the beautiful socialist system where everybody is equal and everything is fair, about ugly capitalism where people are exploited and treat each other like wolves in the wilderness. Life in the USSR modeled the socialist ideal. God-based religion was suppressed and replaced with cult-like adoration for political figures. The government assigned salary of the proletariat, a blue-collar worker, was 30 to 50% higher than any professional positioning. Without incentive to improve their life, professionals drank themselves to oblivion. They, engineers, lawyers, doctors, teachers, earned a government-determined salary that barely covered the necessities, mainly food. Raising children was a hardship. It took 4 to 6 adults, parents and grandparents, to support a child. The usual size of the post-war family was 1 or 2 children. Every woman had the right to have an abortion, and most of them did, often without anesthesia. There is a comparative historical reality that plays out the consequences of 2 competing ideologies, life in the USSR and in America. When the march to the workers' paradise, the socialist revolution, began in 1917, many people immigrated from Russia to the United States. In the USSR, economic equality was achieved by redistributing the wealth, ensuring that everyone remained poor, with the exception of those doing the redistributing. Only the ruling class of communist leaders had access to special stores, medicine, and accommodations that could compare to those in the West. The rest of the citizenry had to deal with permanent shortages of food and other necessities and had access to free but inferior, unsanitary, and low-tech medical care. The egalitarian utopia of equality achieved by the sacrifice of individual self-interest for the collective good led to corruption, black markets, anger, and envy. Government-controlled health care destroyed human dignity. Chairman Nikita Khrushchev released facts about Stalin and his purges. People learned of the horrific purge of more than 20 million citizens murdered as enemies of the state. Those who left Russia found a different set of values in America: freedom of religion, speech, individual pursuits, the right to private property, and free enterprise. The majority of those immigrants achieved a better life for themselves and their children in this capitalist land. These opportunities let the average immigrant live a better life than many elites in the Soviet Communist Party. The freedom to pursue personal self-interest led to prosperity. Prosperity generated charity, benefiting the collective good. The descendants of those immigrants are now supporting policies that move America away from the values that gave so many immigrants the chance of a better life. Policies such as nationalized medicine, high tax rates, and government intrusion into free enterprise are being sold us under the socialistic model of collective salvation. Socialism has bankrupted and failed every society, while capitalism has lifted more people out of poverty than any other system. There is no perfect society, There are no perfect people. Critics say that greed is the driving force of capitalism. My answer is that envy is the driving force of socialism. Change to socialism is not an improvement on the imperfections of the current system. The slogans of fairness and equality sound better than the slogans of capitalism, but unlike at the beginning of the 20th century, when these slogans and ideas were yet to be tested, we have accumulated history and reality. Today, we can define the better system not by slogans, but by looking at the accumulated facts. We can compare which ideology leads to the most oppression and which brings the most opportunity. When I came to America in 1980 and experienced life in this country, I thought it was fortunate that those living in the USSR did not know how unfortunate they were. Now in 2009, I realize how unfortunate it is that many Americans do not understand how fortunate they are. They vote to give government more and more power without understanding the consequences. Svetlana Kunin, Stamford, Connecticut. In the Soviet Union, by the way, she was a civil engineer. Today, she's a retired software developer. As a woman, she had opportunity here. In Russia, she didn't. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604, or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. A cup of coffee, can it make a difference? Well, in a woman's life, it did. Sometimes things happen to us where we wonder, why in the world would someone make the comments that they do? Well, this one lady, she came into an experience that made a big difference in her life. Her name is Connie. And Connie stopped off at a local coffee shop. This was one of her favorite places, and whenever she would go in, she'd always order a cup of hazelnut coffee to go. And there was, well, this one day, someone that was brand new that was behind the cashier post, and she said, oh, okay, what's your name? And the gal said, my name is Linda. And she happened to notice, Connie did, that there were some beautiful pink roses that were sitting in a vase on the counter. And I asked if it was her birthday because these beautiful flowers were there. She said, no, it's mammogram day, and I'm always nervous on the day of my mammogram, so my husband sends me flowers. I've had a few close calls, so it gets harder every year. Well, Connie said, wow, you've got a thoughtful husband. That's really, really nice. Linda handed her her cup of coffee, and Connie said to her, you know, Linda, I've never had a mammogram, and my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer 5 years ago. Linda looked at her, just her eyes were just glaring, and she said, you're not going to get this coffee until you get a mammogram. Now, how would you feel if someone did that to you when you're standing there, you're ready to pay, or you've already paid for your cup of coffee, and the clerk refuses to give it to you? Listen to the rest of the story. Connie thought she was joking. Linda wouldn't serve her. She said, "You're not getting coffee until you get a mammogram." Now, Connie said, "I was 40 years old and in excellent shape, and I knew it was silly of me to take my family history lightly. So I did a breast examination that evening, and she found a lump. It was a bean size, and she called her doctor in the morning. And the technician, when they were doing the mammogram, she said, "You know, there's something here, and you're going to need to go in for a sonogram." So the radiologist, after they examined all of that had been taken pictures of, they said, "You do have breast cancer." Now, she went through surgery, she went through treatment, and also radiation. But she couldn't stop thinking about Linda, the woman who was the cashier that was so adamant with her that she needed to go in for a mammogram. She said, "If I hadn't gone in for coffee that day, if Linda had not been there, who knows what would have happened?" Well, 3 months later, after she had gone through all of her surgeries, etc., she went into the same coffee shop she frequented and made a point of walking up and waiting in line until the last customer was served, and then saying to Linda, "Linda, I want to thank you. You may or may not remember me." And Linda said, "I remember you. Did you get your mammogram?" Well, Connie became a little emotional at that time. She said, "Yes, in fact, I think you saved my life." Well, as she was telling Linda the story, tears formed in Linda's eyes. So Connie gave Linda something very special in the way of a gift. She had found an angel pin that a friend had given her just before she had gone in for her surgery. And she then, right then and there at the counter, pinned it onto Linda's collar. And Linda said, "I'm so thankful you're doing so well. And by the way, don't I owe you a cup of coffee? You'll never believe what our special is today. Frangelica Hazelnut." Well, Linda and Connie obviously became very good friends. And Linda asked her, "How's that cup of coffee?" And of course, she said, "It's simply angelic." Connie said, "It's absolutely angelic." Synchronicity, coincidence, these things happen in our lives so many times. And fortunately, Connie was wise enough to listen. And it doesn't make any difference whether it is about the circumstances that Linda and Connie both had experienced, but it's also about living life in the moment with zest, living life with the understanding that we have opportunities in front of us, living life with a mindfulness that empowers us as individuals, enabling us to make changes in ourselves that's going to ripple out and benefit the people around us. There's a quote by M. Jackson Brown that I like. "Sometimes the heart sees what is invisible to the eye." Whenever someone gives you a gift of wisdom, perspective, maybe they share a thought with you, a story with you that perhaps is going to change your paradigm of thinking, be willing to open your mind, be willing to open your attitudes to that opportune positioning of being able to expand your world. Life is for living, life is for learning. You're never too old to learn something new. And contrary to what people may say, old dogs do learn new tricks. Young dogs need to learn them too. Life is, again, an experience, one that you should be very joyful about. Well, I know we're just about out of time. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about how to communicate with Alzheimer's patients. Today, earlier, I was talking with someone who has been dealing with a beloved family member who has no memory of anyone in the family. The mind is going, the body's strong, but the mind is very definitely changing in a way that makes it very difficult. Well, my guest tomorrow is going to be sharing with us her perspectives and her insights, and I think you are going to find them very valuable. Also, next week, we are going to be talking about pet safety during the holidays, and then we are also going to be talking with Medora, who's going to give us some tips on Christmas organization. Yes, how can you make Christmas less stressful? Being organized is the way to do it. We're also going to be talking with Andrew Harvey about The Hope, Sacred Activism, A Guide to Same, and then Robert Coran. We're going to be speaking with him in the United Kingdom. We're going to be talking about werewolves, and, oh, we've got so much more. I invite you to join us and to share all of the wonderful information we have. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Have a magnificent day, a magnificent life, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com, station one. This is Donna. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.